listening to THRN.
The Treasure Hunter Radio Network.
The only internet radio station dedicated to the hobby of treasure hunting.
From metal detecting in the east, gold prospecting in the west, and everything in between, it's time for On the Hunt, the internet talk show dedicated to the hobby of treasure hunting. If you would like to be a part of the program, our phone number is 978-503-1933. You can email us at treasurehunterradio@gmail.com. Stay up to date on future guests by following us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/treasureradio. And now, here's the host of On the Hunt, Steve Hartman.
Hello and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us on the Hunt. I am Steve Hartman, your host. Our phone number is 978-503-1933. If you'd like to be a part of the program, you can certainly do so. My guest today is, we've had him on before, and glad to have him on. He was one of my first guests ever, and I'm glad to have him back. Brian Devan, the co-owner of the Golden Gem Grubbin Mine down in Cleveland, Georgia. Brian, are you still on the golf course?
Just got off just for you, sir.
How did you shoot today?
Well, I shot the best I ever have on a tough mountain course, and I hit it at even par 72. For me, that was my very best. So.
Well, I'm glad I could do that for you.
Good day.
Coming on the air with me just kind of makes your day, you know.
So I almost got a traffic ticket on the way back.
Oh, no. You got the cops are on the golf course, too. They follow you around on the golf cart?
No, not on the golf cart.
Well, it's been about almost a little less than a year, but getting close to since we last had you on the show. And we talked a lot about your operation. And I wanted to thank you again for coming on the show and also for being willing to give us another prize. This time it's your gemstone ore. Tell us a little bit about, well, first of all, let's go back. For those who may have not heard your show on the first time you were with us, tell us a little bit about the Golden Gem Grubbin Mine and how and what you have to offer everyone out there.
Okay. Well, we bought the land 26 years ago and strictly the mine for gold and sand and gravel. And because we had a lot of gems in our ore, it turned into, over the years, a very great place for people to come and find their own gold and find their own gems. And so we mine it right out of the floodplain. We put concentrated buckets together so people can do easy mining, panning, or gem screening at very nice troughing overlooking our. And or they can go down to our river where we put piles of ore from directly from the mining pit that we haven't concentrated, and they can work that on a half day or daily basis.
Now, I'm looking at your, I mean, you've got a campground there, and I'm really excited about it because, as you know, I've mentioned, and I'm trying to get feeders out there, I want to do a go for the gold kind of event. You know, I want to be able to say, okay, everyone, we're going to put together a Treasure Hunter Radio Network trip and incorporate gold prospecting, and you have campsites right on the river. And
yep.
You also have other places, so it's like a family-friendly place to go to, and you don't have to have ever picked up a pan before in your life. Everything you could possibly want to learn, you can learn here. Is that correct?
That's right. You can. Oh, we teach them. We teach everybody how to pan, how to screen, what to look for, how to find it. Whatever questions they have, we provide the equipment for them to use. You know, pan, bucket, shovel, screen. And so we give them every opportunity, and if they have their own mining equipment, they can use that, even dredges.
And if they have a dredge or if they have their own, you know, sluice box or whatnot, how much does it cost for them to come to the river and use their own equipment down there?
Well, on a dredge, we go to the suction size nozzle. A 3-inch dredge is $30 a day, 2.5-inch, $25 a day. That's how that works. And then
And you could easily probably make that up after a day, I would think.
Well, very often do. Sometimes you don't. I mean, it's just placer mining. You know, you can go through a ton of ore and find no gold at all, and then the next ton's got, you know, maybe a third of an ounce. You just never know.
But I tell you, you were kind enough last time we had you on the show. Your thank you card was very generous, by the way. sent me some, and we also had a winner from the gold ore, and he sent me some pictures of, I mean, it, the concentrates, if you want a pan from home, and you haven't gone anywhere yet, like, or you haven't purchased any concentrate. I panned this man's concentrates, and we had a winner who panned concentrate too. And there was some, it was a nice return there. It was a nice, I tell you, people don't know what they're looking for in the pan. You'll know it when you see it if you're looking for the gold stuff, because it's it really brings a smile to your face when you actually hear a clunk and you're looking at it and like, oh my goodness, yeah, and you're panning away the black sand and boom, there it is. So it's interesting that you have this operation and you're located in Cleveland, Georgia, correct? Is it Cleveland?
Yes, right, yeah. In the middle of the gold belt in North Georgia.
And
2 hours north of Atlanta.
2 hours north. Oh, so you're like close to North Carolina or South Carolina. Maybe.
We're about an hour from South Carolina.
Okay, so you're not closer to the Florida end of Georgia. You're more closer to the...
We're up north.
I just want to calculate my gas price.
Yeah, we're in the foothills to the Smoky Mountains.
It must be a beautiful area.
Gorgeous.
And so what I'm trying to do is put together this this kind of like outing, if you will, and mm-hmm. where, 10, 15 people can come down and... Yeah, and really have a grand old time without having to have experience or without having to, be rich or be a member of any kind of special club and participate in it. And it's great for not only the adults, but it's also a great family trip because you literally have, kids may not necessarily want to be the goal, but a lot of kids like cool color rocks. And when you got the gemstones, this is a great... This is great for them. You know, they can look at...
Oh, yeah, people very enjoy it, and we've got a ton of tent sites. We've got RV sites with full hookups. We have a nice bathhouse, four of them. We have 100 and some acres here, and it's a really neat, special place for people to enjoy themselves.
And if people don't want to... dredge from the or work in the river, right? Say somebody comes down and they don't want to do all the hard work and they'd rather have sit at their campsite with a bucket. What kind of packages do you have for that? Like what kind of, I know you people can buy like a 5 gallon bucket of ore or something. What are some of the things that you have for that type of person? The person who wants to get dirty but not wet.
we have, a lot of nice options on our buckets. We have buckets that start at $10, and then $20, $30, $60, $100, on up to $500. So everything in between. And
you have a $500 bucket?
Oh, yes. Yes, both gold and gem.
Wow.
And, yep.
Because I think you only go up to $250 on your website. I didn't know you had a $500 bucket.
Yeah, we do.
Is that like the extra? Is that like the extra crispy bucket?
Yeah, those are special. I mean, those not only have our own gems in them, but they we add gems from around the world. Like I have mined in the Brazilian Amazon and Peruvian Amazon and Colombian Amazon for years, and I brought back tons of wonderful stuff. So we specialize in adding beautiful things to the larger, more expensive buckets so people get some really fine specimens that they wouldn't probably see anywhere else.
Well, I'm sure you want to keep some of the stuff you brought back from over there. You're not letting everybody... I said I'm sure you'd like to, keep some of the things you brought back from over there.
Oh, God, I brought back shipping containers full of stuff. So we were... including Zio's and my kids and my grandkids, and everybody's all got their shares pretty much already. And
get one of those portable storage containers, like Pack Rat or something.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Now, are you open? I believe you're open year-round, correct?
Yeah, we're open year-round, 7 days a week, 9 to 5 now during the winter months. And now we're going into summer, we open 9 to 6.
Now, and I had a question, and I forgot to ask this the last time I had you on the show. If people are camping by the river on your property at where the yep. river is there a time that they are not allowed to mine?
No, they can always. That's down at the river. We have a river that runs along the campground, and then we also have a beautiful stream, Town Creek, that runs in and ends at on the river on the other side of the property, and that's where people come in and pay to go down and mine the ore that we've put on the ground down there for them. It's shallower water, but when they're camping here in the evening, they can also mine right in the river where they're camping, and there's no additional charge or anything. And it's just a little more difficult to mine there because you have more water to contend with.
How much water? Like, how deep are we talking?
Oh, anywhere from 3 to 10 feet.
Whoa, that's a lot of water.
Yeah.
Time to get the bathing suit.
There's sections there where people can just wade and, you know, work ore from the bottom right there, and usually that's where they find some gold. Once in a while they'll find gems, but not too often because you got a lot of mud over the gravel layer.
Now, has the wonderful winter that we've had on the East Coast and over this past off season, if you will, has that helped flush out some? I don't know. I guess have you had flood conditions down there? I mean, has that affected your mining operation at all?
We get floods over the property every once in a while. Not too often anymore. We used to years ago to get a lot more. We'd cover the floodplain, but not where we're all at up on the hillier areas. But what that does, it breaks away more of the quartz veins along that run along in the ground next to the rivers and the stream. So it brings fresh gold in and more gems.
Hmm.
Just by washing away more land, you know, doing what we do, the water digs it like we dig it up and put it in the dump truck, and then run it through a plant. Well, down there, the water levels, when you get those high waters from the rains, that just washes away a lot of your property line there. You know, it just keeps washing and making themselves bigger. That's how they move. They, you know, that the river that's our main stream here was. About half a mile from where it is today, probably 300 years ago.
Now, I'm assuming the prices of the campground that you have on the website right now are accurate still?
Yes.
$28 per night for the RV with hookups, $20 a night for the tent, camping on the river, and $18 per night if you want to go in the woods somewhere.
You can go along a little tiny creek up a beautiful grass. We have a large grass field out there, so they can move up away from the river, but it's all backed up to a small stream, and those are 18 a night.
Those are 18 a night. And now, what about food? Edna, do you have like a snack bar or a kitchen or something like that where people who are camping can go in and
No, we just have candy, snacks, chips, and that kind of thing.
Okay.
And of course, a drink machine. But we're only 5 miles from downtown Cleveland, so, you know, people can even get pizza delivered out
here.
Hey,
that's not bad. Nothing says loving like pizza from the oven, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a Domino's about 6 miles from here, by God. No, they just
Well, hell yeah. Yeah, if you got the Domino's, then heck, that makes the trip all worthwhile. People, do they often get tipped in gold flake, I wonder? Oh, I got a delivery to the gold mine.
Yeah. Yeah, they bring pizza out to us for all our help here. They love Domino's. About once a week we order pizzas brought out.
Well, you're good to your employees. That's always good. You know, but it's all a family affair anyway.
Yeah.
So that's great too. My guest is Brian Devan. He is the co-owner of the gold and gem. And this was another question I had. Is it gold and gem grubbin' mine, or is it gold and gem mine? I mean, you have both
gold,
in there.
It's gold and then a small N.
Right.
And gem. Gold and gem grubbin. G-R-U-B-B-I-N.
Right.
The and mine.
The mine. All right. That's a... It's a,
yeah, up at that grubbin many, many years ago when people would come in and every once in a while some of the old timers come in, hey, can we grub for gold? Can we grub for gems? You know? So I said, you know what? That'd be a cool little handle for
there
a
you go. Gold and gem grubbin.
The only ones in the world with it.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We've got more with Brian and a chance to win a really cool prize coming up. So stick around on The Hunt with Steve Hartman on the Treasure Hunter Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Steve Hartman here, and I'm inviting you to join me every Sunday afternoon from 12 to 3 Eastern for the Flea Market Radio Show. It's your source to buy, sell, or trade items for free. Finally sell those old record albums, comic books, sports cards, cameras, vintage items, coins, relics, almost anything. In fact, if there is a hard-to-find item that you have been searching for, who knows? You might even find it here just by listening to the show. So be sure to tune in Sunday afternoons from 12 to 3 Eastern for the Flea Market Radio Show, exclusively on the Treasure Hunter Radio Network.
You've pinpointed your target, and now it's time to recover your treasure. And there are no better recovery tools on the market than those from Predator Tools. Predator Tools are designed by George Fleshing with the treasure hunter in mind. From the classic Model 85 to the brand new Raven, these high-quality tools are made right here in the USA. And each tool is approved by George Fleshing before it ships to you. Predator Tools. Give them a call at 856-455-3790. Or visit them online at predatortools.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Hartman, and I am the creator of the Treasure Hunter Radio Network. If you are considering adding a new metal detector to your arsenal but don't want to break the bank, do what I did. Go with the all-new Garrett AT Pro. This all-terrain detector offers new and exclusive Garrett technology that makes it ideal for hunting coins, relics, caches, jewelry, and even gold nuggets. The AT Pro is like having two detectors in one. It's light, durable, and the whole machine is submersible up to 10 feet, which makes it perfect for hunting beaches, rivers, and streams. The AT Pro also offers auto and manual ground balancing, high-res iron discrimination up to 40 points to separate the good targets from the trashy ones. The AT Pro includes an 8.5x11 Proformance Double D submersible coil, as well as one pair of premium volume control land headphones. You can even get the waterproof headphones at an additional charge. So do yourself a favor. Contact your dealer today and get your hands on the latest technology from the Garrett family, the Garrett AT Pro. BigBoysHobbies.net offers a full line of Fisher, Technetics, Garrett, and Detector Pro metal detectors. BigBoysHobbies.net serves the Oklahoma City area with a great selection, great knowledge, and customer service that is sure to impress. Are you looking for the new Garrett AT Pro? Well, Bart at BigBoysHobbies.net is your go-to guy for all things Garrett. And as an authorized dealer, all of the products include a full factory warranty. BigBoysHobbies.net offers free shipping on every detector they sell and even same-day shipping on qualifying orders. If you're looking for more than one detector, BigBoysHobbies.net offers discounts on multiple detector purchases. Bart will also consider good clean trade-ins and also offers a layaway program. So call BigBoysHobbies.net today at 405-206-9010 or visit them on the web at www.BigBoysHobbies.net. You'll be glad you did. From metal detecting in the East to gold prospecting in the West and everything else in between, the Treasure Hunter Radio Network is your source for useful and helpful and accurate information that'll help bring the gold and silver closer to the palm of your hand. There's something for everyone on the Treasure Hunter Radio Network. Your treasure hunt starts right here at www.treasurehunterradio.com.
All right, 20 minutes after the hour, this is On the Hunt. I'm your host, Steve Hartman, and my guest today is Brian Devan, co-owner of the Golden Gem Grubbin, The Mine. And I say co-owner because he and I believe, is it Sue is your better half?
Yep, Susan Tamburino.
And she keeps you in line and makes everything run smoothly, no doubt. And we got to get her on the horn sometime in the next time you're on the show.
Yes, by golly, that'd be just great. We also have Fang here, Save the Animals of Northeast Georgia, a big dog rescue.
That's right. That's right. They were very quiet the last time we had you on.
Yep. We got 63 dogs total, and we keep 28 of them among our families here, and the rest are up for adoption, and we adopt them out and bring more in. And Susan tends pretty much to that 100% now, other than all our paperwork and all of that stuff. She's going crazy with the fact that more and more dogs are coming in than we can handle.
You know, this gives me a new idea here, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because maybe we can work something. Now, I'm assuming that's a nonprofit organization, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe I can work out something to where we could help out a little bit down there as well, and Go for the Gold can go actually towards part of the thing for the animals too, and I think that's really good. Now, is this on property as well? So this is all on site too. So if people don't want to go, look at Gold, they can look at dogs too.
Yes, all the kids love it here. Right? They come into their families, and next thing you know, they're playing.
They're going home with a dog.
And we may do a lot of adoptions with people that come in. We adopt more dogs out of state than we do in state because, we're only 20-some thousand people here in White County, and being that it is the old Southern tradition, they either already have their dogs or they don't want any. So it's hard to adopt them. But we're getting them adopted in other states very easily through Pet Finders and our website.
Wow. Well, that's terrific. I mean, My daughter has wanted a. We've had a couple dogs in the past, and after my ex and I split up with the apartments, they don't usually like dogs, and my daughter really wants another dog, and I'm like, I can't really work it with my landlord and stuff. But what's the most popular, or dare I say, that's probably not exactly the best way to phrase it, but which breed do you find you always seem to find more of down there with what you're doing?
That's hard to say. Lab and lab mix may be the most, because labs are so popular, and then people can't afford to keep them, when they get all these puppies, and they don't spay and neuter.
They didn't listen to Bob Barker. They didn't spay.
Sorry?
I said they never listened to Bob Barker after The Price is Right.
That's right.
Who would always say, remember to spay and neuter your pets?
That is so important. It's so important. We find the puppies everywhere, and it's horrible. In our county here, they have a 3-day kill. They euthanize in 3 days at the animal county picks, but the control picks them up.
Yep.
So we take them from animal control before that third day. We take them over here as many as we can.
Right.
And save.
And how many can you hold?
63.
Well, that's really fantastic, and I think that a lot of people may want to keep in mind that if you're going down for a nice vacation, and you might come home with a best friend. It
happens fairly regularly here.
So either focus on the Gold or don't let your mind wander. Oh, look at the cute little pooch. You might be going home with a surprise that the wife may not be expecting.
Yeah.
But what's the process? I mean, how much does it cost to adopt an animal or adopt a dog? Because
we deal with dogs, correct? What it is a partial reimbursement. We take them in. We spay or neuter them. We heartworm check them. We give them all their shots. We take care of them, and they have to be in good health before we even offer them for adoption. And a lot of times that means they've been hit by a car, they're injured, and we've got to pay for surgeries and all that. But we only charge $125, which we recover a little bit of that money for the spay, neuter, and all the meds that we have to participating, giving them.
Well, one thing I'd like to do is if after not right now, but if you can email me the specifics on your on the shelter and what you do, and well, I'll create a banner for it, and I'll try to draw some traffic to that, because I know a lot of people who do listen to the show, and who are on the who have, I mean, for some reason there's a lot of animal lovers that do listen to the shows I've done, and I think that there's a lot to be said with being able to save the animals before they. I mean, a three-day no-kill, that's just horrible. Because knowing that right after that, that there's... And these are dogs that either people weren't prepared for or the novelty wore off on, and it shouldn't happen to them. They shouldn't have to suffer because of someone's, you know, change of mind or whatnot.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, and of course, a lot of these folks around here, if the dog is can't hunt anymore, they just... either shoot it or drop it at animal control.
Yeah, and that's
not...
We
had that happen just the other day. A 9-year-old beagle and a 7-year-old beagle quit hunting for the owner, and so he just dropped them off at animal control. And, you know, that's just...
That breaks your heart, you know?
It breaks your heart, right. And, you know, it's hard to place a 9-year-old in a home.
Yep.
And sometimes we end up keeping more than we should, but...
But without, I mean, you never know. I mean, some people may want to be able to be that temporary home, you know, for that, for the older dog, you know.
Well, one big need is we have maybe 40 families that couldn't afford anymore, losing their jobs or whatever, to feed their dogs. So we provide food to those 40 homes right now that need it. At no cost.
So people can donate not only monetary, obviously, but people could donate food, which is probably a big thing to do. That if people have, you know, some people may have had an animal that passed away shortly after they bought a large container of food, you know, if they have extra food that they could send to you, I mean, obviously, I'm sure that would be
they should just give it to their local
ones?
Animal shelters. Yeah, because the rescue units everywhere. There's rescues everywhere.
Right.
Lots of them, and they can all get that kind of help. And, you know, rather than trying to ship leftovers somewhere, there's got to be someone local that can.
That's true. That's true. I didn't support your local animal shelter, whether it be
absolutely.
For dogs or for cats. But I'm just thinking in general with.
Yeah, the Humane Society.
Yep.
You know, and every little bit helps. That's for darn sure.
Well, you know, it's certainly a great something that you do that is fantastic, and you know, should be shared, and people find out more about it. Now, is there a website that people can go to learn more about that aspect of what you do?
Yeah, it's Sang, SANG, is Save the Animals of Northeast Georgia, but I think it's FangAnimalRescue.org. I can never remember all these little different emails.
All right, you know,
what I'm going to do. I'm going to email it to you.
That'll
so you
work.
Look at the website.
Okay, and then I'll make adjustments accordingly. Well, we don't want to make you know your life any more difficult than.
Yeah, when you hit 71, your memory bank doesn't work all the time. You know?
Are you? Is that how old you are? 71.
Yeah.
No
That's
kidding.
Why I missed shooting my age on the golf course today by one shot, and I was that close.
Well, and that's got to be a young picture of you that's on there now.
Yeah.
Because now you're probably wearing those glasses to see on the regular day.
That's right.
Because I was going to say, you don't look like you're 71.
No, I'm not. Nobody believes it, but... And, you know, I keep myself in very good health.
So. Well, yeah, you know, all those swinging on the golf courses and, you know, the gold makes you feel young, so.
I walk 2 miles every morning with the dogs and a lot of times in the evening as well, so it just keeps you energetic.
Let's talk a little bit about the prize you're letting us give away today. It is a, let me get to your thing here. Shop now, I think is where it is. And it's the gemstone ore. And
yeah.
I believe you were giving us the pay dirt.
The pay dirt gem bucket, which here costs $60.
Yeah.
It has got a lot of wonderful gemstones in it. You'll find emerald, there'll be ruby, there's garnets, there's topaz, there's amethyst, there's citrine, and and a number of others.
And
I think that they will be enjoying what they find. And if they want anything cut, what we do is we just have them, and we give them a 20% discount if they do the show one. They can send back or what they want cut, and we call and tell them what we can do and what it will cost, and let them decide what they want to do.
That's right, because you also have the jewelry shop as part of the operation as well, which is great. If anyone hasn't seen it, if you go to the website Golden Gem, the woman I've had a crush on since I've first started doing or first saw her on TV. Did one of the episodes of Cash and Treasures or something. I can't remember the exact show.
Yeah, Becky.
Yeah. Have you heard from her lately?
Not lately. She's with Good Morning America and does a lot of work with them, and she's on the show probably once a week with some. You know, she's out doing little stories for them, and that's who she works for now. And she'd been working for them actually before even coming with us with the Travel Channel coming here.
Right, right. I remember that. And but she did a great show.
The people can watch the video of the show right on our website, and it's kind of fun to watch. And then they can see what they can do.
That's exactly right. And I think that's one of the reasons why it makes it so enjoyable to be a part of that is because you can actually go down and relive and do things the way the old timers did before they headed out west. And it's not tremendous. You know, you would think, my God, it's got to be expensive. And it's not. I mean, you are very generous and it doesn't, you don't go in paying a ton of cash to be able to go and find some stuff. And it's really not all about finding it. It's the amount of time you have with each other, whether you go down by yourself and you're enjoying the outdoors and you're being active, as opposed to being going there with your family and just spending quality time with your family together. It's unlike any other camping trip that I can imagine going on. And I used to go camping a lot when I was a kid, but we never did this. And I wish we did, because I probably would have kept coming back and I'd probably be a millionaire now. But it really is a great environment. And one of the reasons why I like the idea of coming down, and I waterproofed my tent last night. So somehow, I don't know where it is I'm going to be going, but somehow I am going to be going down there this year. And it's all ready, and I'm going to be sitting up underneath the trees by the river, and I'm going to just relax and sit and enjoy. That's pretty much it. And people can do that. If you log on to goldengem.com, you can find so much information about the operation down there. Brian is very helpful and very knowledgeable. I mean, he's been involved in mining all your life, pretty much. And that's got to be a good thing because it brings a lot of knowledge. Now, you didn't just start from, you started out in when you first started mining. It wasn't in the U.S.
No, it was in Peru, Ecuador, Brazil, and Colombia, South America. So that's where I learned.
When did you decide, obviously a while ago, but when you first went down to Peru, South America, when did you decide that that's what you wanted to do? Like, how did you get to Peru and South America in the first place?
Well, in 1978, I retired, and some of my friends were mentioning all this gold they were finding in Brazil, and I saw an ad, and this ad said, buy gold for $5 an ounce, and I couldn't believe that. So I called the guy in Florida, and he said, you invest in my company, and then every ounce of gold we recover down there, you get that out. You get an ounce for $5.
Wow.
Well, I said, "Yeah, oh, that's bull." Right?
So, how many ounces did you buy?
I didn't buy any, but I went and I met with him, and I got a lot of knowledge off him because he had properties in Peru, And so I just got my own guys together, and we went on down ourselves. And we opened up our own operations. And turned out pretty good.
Yeah, apparently, because you then purchased, came home and purchased your own gold mine.
Yep.
And how long have you been in operation now with this one?
26 years.
And that's going, when's the anniversary? When will it be 27?
Lord, that's a good question. I mean, thought about it. I would say it was probably, I bought the land. We started this in August, so pretty much in August.
Okay. Well, that's good. So it'll be your 27th.
26 years ago.
Now, was it already a mine, or was it just property on gold bearing?
It had been in the old original gold mining days. It was it's part of the gold belt, so it had been mined some, and way back when, in the 1800s, 1820 is about when they started here. And it had a lot of history to it, and some good history. And that's what I was looking for when I decided to leave the Amazon area. When we ran into banditos in Colombia, and that was enough for us. I just came up here, and I found this property and researched it through geological records in the state of Georgia and found it to be interesting, so I tested it. And then I found that interesting and went ahead and bought the land from the old man that owned it.
Wow.
There we go, and now we are here.
What has been, I mean, every year I'm sure someone comes up with, like, I don't know. I mean, do you guys have, like, a biggest nugget of the year find or something? Or?
No, we don't, but we have photos on our walls all through our beautiful gem shack of people and their finds. And because we take pictures every time something is special, and then we take pictures just because they're a family we love, you know, that kind of thing. And all our walls are filled with photos of families.
Of the families you love, but not the families you tolerate.
Yeah. And the ones over the years, you know, and now they've gotten married, then they bring their kids, and then it's the grandkids, you know, and so they all come in and they look for their pictures.
That's got to be great to see. I mean, that alone has got to be a great. I mean, see, that I think separates.
We've had the same people coming in for over 20 years.
That's absolutely fantastic. I mean, just the theory of that, or the thought of that, people coming down there and then you seeing these people grow up and then they're bringing their kids down and so on. And that's got to feel good that they can, you know, be a part of that. And that alone is great.
As far as I'm concerned.
Now,
when they walk in the door so often, I don't even remember their names, maybe, because it has been a few years or longer, you know, but I've recognized them every time. You know, hey, how are you? It's great to see you.
Hey!
And they go and look, and they show their friends that for the first time they brought up or whatever, show them all their pictures up on the wall, and that's what's really cool.
Our phone number is 978-503-1933. My guest on the hunt today is Brian Devan. He is the co-owner of the Golden Gem Grub and Mine. And when we come back, I want to ask more a little bit about what kind of hunting they can do there. I mean, do you get people coming by with metal detectors or...
Metal detectors are allowed in the stream bed only.
In the stream bed only, okay.
Yeah, because they can't dig on the land.
That's a no-no.
That's a no-no. That's state law now.
Oh, really?
If I want to put a shovel in and put up a fence or some stupid thing like that, I have to call and get the state to come out and give me the okay on it.
What?
Even though we're permitted to mine.
Unbelievable. And you dig the biggest holes there are, and you don't have to fill them in.
Well, back when I've been licensed, we're licensed under DNR to do the mining. And, yes, I either have to fill them back in or do what we do here is make lakes. I've got five lakes now.
Oh, my. Well, that's something to talk about when we come back on The Hunt. I'm Steve Hartman. You're listening to us on the Treasure Hunter Radio Network. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, Steve Hartman here, and I'm inviting you to join me every Sunday afternoon from 12 to 3 Eastern for the Flea Market Radio Show. It's your source to buy, sell, or trade items for free. Finally sell those old record albums, comic books, sports cards, cameras, vintage items, coins, relics, almost anything. In fact, if there is a hard-to-find item that you have been searching for, who knows? You might even find it here just by listening to the show. So be sure to tune in Sunday afternoons from 12 to 3 Eastern for the Flea Market Radio Show, exclusively on the Treasure Hunter Radio Network.
You've pinpointed your target, and now it's time to recover your treasure. And there are no better recovery tools on the market than those from Predator Tools. Predator Tools are designed by George Lessing with the treasure hunter in mind. From the classic Model 85 to the brand new Raven, these high-quality tools are made right here in the USA. And each tool is approved by George Lessing before it ships to you. Predator Tools. Give them a call at 856-455-3790 or visit them online at predatortools.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Hartman, and I am the creator of the Treasure Hunter Radio Network. If you are considering adding a new metal detector to your arsenal but don't want to break the bank, do what I did. Go with the all-new Garrett AT Pro. This all-terrain detector offers new and exclusive Garrett technology that makes it ideal for hunting coins, relics, caches, jewelry, and even gold nuggets. The AT Pro is like having two detectors in one. It's light, durable, and the whole machine is submersible up to 10 feet, which makes it perfect for hunting beaches, rivers, and streams. The AT Pro also offers auto and manual ground balancing, high-res iron discrimination up to 40 points to separate the good targets from the trashy ones. The AT Pro includes an 8.5x11 Proformance Double D submersible coil, as well as one pair of premium volume control land headphones. You can even get the waterproof headphones at an additional charge. So do yourself a favor. Contact your dealer today and get your hands on the latest technology from the Garrett family, the Garrett AT Pro. BigBoysHobbies.net offers a full line of Fisher, Technetics, Garrett, and Detector Pro metal detectors. BigBoysHobbies.net serves the Oklahoma City area with a great selection, great knowledge, and customer service that is sure to impress. Are you looking for the new Garrett AT Pro? Well, Bart at BigBoysHobbies.net is your go-to guy for all things Garrett. And as an authorized dealer, all of the products include a full factory warranty. BigBoysHobbies.net offers free shipping on every detector they sell and even same-day shipping on qualifying orders. If you're looking for more than one detector, BigBoysHobbies.net offers discounts on multiple detector purchases. Bart will also consider good clean trade-ins and also offers a layaway program. So call BigBoysHobbies.net today at 405-206-9010 or visit them on the web at www.BigBoysHobbies.net. You'll be glad you did. From metal detecting in the East to gold prospecting in the West and everything else in between, the Treasure Hunter Radio Network is your source for useful and helpful and accurate information that'll help bring the gold and silver closer to the palm of your hand. There's something for everyone on the Treasure Hunter Radio Network. Your treasure hunt starts right here at www.treasurehunterradio.com.
All right, welcome back to On the Hunt. I'm your host, Steve Hartman. Tonight, my guest is Brian Devan. He is the co-owner of the Golden Gem Grub and Mine in Cleveland, Georgia. And we're talking about panning for gold and gemstones and all that other fun stuff and how you can do it from the comfort of your own home. Or if you want, you can even travel down to Cleveland, Georgia and do it in person like they did back in the olden days. And Brian, thank you again for being on here and coming on and sharing your stories, your experiences, telling us a little bit about your mine. Yep. And now, do you get a lot of people coming in with metal detectors for the for the stream? Or
say a fair number, yeah. They love to detect in the stream bed, and a lot of them with dredges will detect in the stream bed, find the heaviest amounts of black sand, and that's where they dredge.
Mm-hmm.
Using their metal detectors.
Well, that's got to be cool. Now, do you rent? What kind of equipment do you have available for people to rent?
Oh, we rent Well, the only thing we really rent is sluice boxes. We provide the other equipment. We don't rent metal detectors or dredges.
Right. Okay. So, and the sluice boxes, again, remind me, how much are they per day or per half day? How does
I think it's $5.
Oh, wow. That's nothing.
No, I know. It's nothing.
See, what a great experience this is. You could come in completely clueless and walk out looking like the guy who's the logo, Mr. Grubber, on their website. You'd have, you know, your whole pan filled with stuff. It's great. Bring the kids down there, too, because when they get older and start looking at stones and rocks for geology, what better way for show and tell for them to say, hey, you know what? I found these myself. I went out there, dug some holes, and I put them through water, and this is what I uncovered. That's kind of cool. And I know my daughter is just starting in a second year. They have this summer math and science camp. And she went last year. She's going to be 12 this year. Lord help me. and she's going to be going again. And it's a great she loves it. She just loves getting dirty. And she loves finding these rocks. She'll go with me detecting sometime. And my son just likes me going because he can carry the money that I find. But the... my daughter really, really loves the discovery aspect of it. She's all into
that. Oh, I'll bet. Kids love treasures, from Easter eggs to gemstones to gold.
Yeah, they prefer the gold Easter eggs. But then again, so would I. Now, I had another question that I didn't actually ask, I think, the last time we had you on the show. Someone comes down there and they find some gold and stuff like that. What if they wanted to sell their gold to you? You do offer that?
A lot of times they want to do that. You know, they don't normally find a great amount just by panning.
Right.
But a lot of folks will save it up, and as they come back, they'll come in and they want to sell their gold. We give them 20% of spot cash on the spot, and that makes them real happy.
Well, there you go. And I do have to vouch for, I mean, the gold that I do remember, was 23 carat. I had it tested. It was 23 carat, the gold that I found in your bag of things. And,
yep.
That was great. I tell you. And then I was looking at, shortly after that, I remember looking at, okay, what's the next bag I'm going to get? What's the next bag I want to do? Because that was a great bag. Don't get me wrong, but I that caught my gold fever going. You're like, wow, this is kind of cool. So then I went and I looked in your little shop there, and I'm looking at, what would I really like? And I'm sitting there looking, I'm like, gold ore. And I go down and I'm like, okay, I see the mother load. I'd like a mother load bag. And
yeah.
I'm sitting there thinking, you know what? First of all, your bag, and I've told you that, I think the best part about your bag is the bag itself. It's like an old money bag, you know, like with the big dollar sign on it, this big canvas bag, and it's really cool.
It is.
I still have it.
It is a money bag. I buy them from the banker supply.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, and they do the logo for us.
It is a great... It's really kind of cool. So you get this in the box and you come out and it's like you're holding a bag of loot, like, you know, like the old Western bank robberies. It's really kind of cool. And
right. John Wayne walking across the street with that.
Yeah. And there's some, you know, there's some really nice things in there. And so that's my next goal to do that. And that's why I wasn't sure if the prices were accurate on the website, because I know with all the fluctuation that's been going on lately on the market, if those prices are updated as well, or if they're consistent to what's available now. And you also have the jewelry store, or the custom jewelry part that is part of your website, as well as the campground. And you don't just, you know, do, you know, cutting of the stones. I mean, you can actually have someone say, hey, I'd like this to be, you know, in a nice ring or something. And you have these various things and you custom make jewelry for them.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about how that process works.
Well, it works just very simply. They pick the size of the stone they want, the type of stone they want, and then we have our jewelry catalog and our showcase for them to pick out a ring, pendant, or if they want earrings, whatever. And we custom make it all for them. We use our own gold we can make them in silver, white gold, or yellow gold, whatever they like.
Now, what's the difference between white gold and yellow gold? I mean, are they mined the
very
same
simple.
Way?
Yeah, one of the alloys is nickel.
Okay.
It turns it white.
Okay. So what's more valuable, the white gold or the yellow gold?
Neither one. I mean, they're equal. It's just
oh, they are. It's just depending on how they
right.
work.
Gotcha. All of them, like 14 karat is 58% gold, and the balance is alloy. And so if they use nickel to turn it white, and copper and silver is in 14K. So
okay.
In yellow.
All right. That's cool.
Yep.
Now, how long have you been making jewelry? I mean, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
23 of the 26 years.
Okay. Now, is that something you...
Once it started where we were letting people in and they were finding things, then they wanted to do something with them, so we had to learn how to do
that. You had to adapt. Yes. Great. Something else I have to learn how to do now. I'm never
exactly.
going to get back to the golf course.
For a while there, it was no golf whatsoever.
Custom golf tees. There you go. How would you like a nice emerald golf tee? Now,
yeah,
people can find their, whether they find the gold or they find the gemstones there in when they're there. What's the length of, how long does it take from dropping off their stone and having a finished product?
Off season, 2 weeks. During season, 4 or 5 weeks.
Now, define the season. A season would be the summertime?
Yeah, season is spring through fall.
Okay.
You know, and winter, it slows down to a point where, you know, that's you don't ever have that much to do.
Right.
Compared to the good months.
Compared to the good months. Well, now, how often...
Pretty busy.
Go ahead.
We stay pretty busy during the winter because a lot of people still like to mine in the cold.
Well, I was going to say, how cold does it get down there?
Oh, it gets down into the teens and occasionally single digit, very rarely. But being in the foothills of the Smokies, you know, we have our four seasons.
Okay. But I'm sure you didn't have the kind of winter we had up here in the Northeast.
No, we're good. Of course, that tornado that took out Alabama and it missed us by 5 miles.
Wow.
And went up to a beautiful Lake Burton right up here and destroyed $3 and $4 million homes around the lake. And we do get the tornadoes occasionally. And thank God they haven't hit our spot, but they've jumped right through us. We watched our trees snap with one of them a few years back, and then it went and destroyed a big warehouse from here.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad that things didn't, you know.
Yeah.
It's usually
very good, though. I have no complaints. I love it.
Now, let me ask you this. If you were to say how often it rains down by you, because usually every time I go camping, it's always the wrong weekend. I mean, what are the...
Well, you know, I'll tell you about our area. Our area in this... In the entire world, our area is the most difficult to predict the weather in of anywhere else in the world. San Diego is the easiest in the world, and right here in this whole area is the most difficult. You've got the Atlantic airs, you've got the Gulf warm moisture, you've got the northern cold coming in, and they, on an hourly basis, can be wrong.
That sounds like New England.
Such a tough time. They have a tough time.
Yeah, it's all guesswork. it's all guesswork.
You know, they put all the aspects together and make their best guess.
Yeah. Let's just say,
I've talked to meteorologists and they say they hate trying to
figure the weather out.
Yeah, I bet they do. And I bet they do because they probably have bonus money that goes on how accurate they are. They're probably never making their bonus. Well, I can tell you,
sure.
I can tell you what, I definitely am going to be getting down there this year. Not exactly sure how, but I'm definitely going to get down there. I definitely want to talk to you about seeing if you'd be interested in being the location. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if that's you or me getting.
I've got some, I've got something interrupting us a little bit on the,
yeah.
Reception. I think
this happened
now?
Last time, too.
Huh?
I said this happened last time around the end of my show, too.
You know what it was? It was my cell phone going off, so I walked into the living room.
Oh, there you go. But definitely would love to get down there and have some fun and relax, pamper some gold, and try to bring a group of folk down there. I want to make sure that we... you know, don't bother y'all too much. So we'll talk a little bit more about this off the air, obviously, but love to be able to...
coming week, yeah, amen. Do that. And one other quick thing, I noticed
You
were advertising for Garrett.
Yes, I am.
Metal detectors.
Yes,
I've been a dealer with them for about 20 years. I love their detectors. I even use them down in the Amazon. So I give them a little boot, too, because I think they're top of the line.
Garrett has been... so cooperative. We gave away a Garrett AT Pro for my first ever big contest, the Swing into Spring contest. And we gave away a Garrett AT Pro as the grand prize, and also a backpack and pro pointer, and also the deluxe gold panning kit. So we had three winners. Vaughn Garrett and everyone down there at Garrett has been unbelievably supportive. They're actually possibly going to help me with this gold venture, the Go for the Gold. They're going to be providing me with... their deluxe gold panning kits for the people that go. So, I mean, it's really exciting to have them on board. It's really exciting to have, you know, to you to be a part of the program and just really enjoy everyone I'm able to meet and talk to and learn from. And Vaughn and everyone at Garrett has been unbelievably supportive and great. And, you know, lots of good things coming. We've already been talking about some other cool things coming up in a couple of months. So there's a lot of things happening. So we got to stay tuned. But would love to be able to get you involved on this Go for the Gold thing and maybe make celebrate the Golden Gem Grubbins 27th anniversary with the first ever Treasure Hunter Radio Network Go for the Gold weekend.
Yeah. That sounds great.
And I'll buy a lot of charcoal and we'll make a lot of weenies or something. And it'll be a lot of fun. And email me that information on the dog shelter. And
I'm going to email that to you first thing in the morning.
All right.
And we'll put you on our mailing list, and that way you'll get our monthly reports and you can get a real handle on what we do.
That would be absolutely fantastic. All right.
Superb.
Thank you so much for taking the time. It's been great having you on and seeing you here again.
It's been my pleasure, Steve. I really enjoyed being with you.
Well, I enjoyed having you on. Thank you again so much, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, you bet.
Have a good one, Brian. Brian Devan, the co-owner of the Golden Gem Grubbin Mine on the Treasure Hunter Radio Network, on the hunt. More details on the way for the Go for the Gold weekend, so you want to stick around for that. Keep an eye out on the website. That's going to do it for me. Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. I'll see you soon on the hunt. Steve Hartman on the Treasure Hunter Radio Network.